the Obama factor. And it's like, listen, here in the United States, there is like Obama mania. But for those of us who are more of the revolutionaries, more of the critical thinkers, you know, we, in putting our voice out there, we have to be the ones who say, hey, wait a minute. We know that this is a black man, you know, but we know that with capitalism, with imperialism, that, you know, they may be courageous enough to put a black face on what they do, that popular votes don't choose the president. You know, people in power, people who have the wealth and the real estate and the banking and all of that, they choose. You know, we just participate in the popular vote. But when you look at Obama, beyond him being a black man, when you look at what his thinking is, his policies is, when you look at what his dedication is, his dedication is to preserving the American way, you know? And when I look at that, then you're saying that his dedication is towards maintaining the empire, you know, and that what he may want to do is make certain parts work better. But this is reform, a reform that actually helps to solidify the empire. So what are we expecting him to do? He's not going to pull out United States support for the state of Israel, you know, which will lay the conditions for a real freedom for the Palestinians. He's not going to free our political prisoners. You know, he's not going to pull out the occupation army that they call the police department in our communities. He's not going to get us off of the bottom rung in this society. You know, and he, even in his, during the campaigning, he has a hard time, or had a hard time even saying, I'm a black man, you know. As a politician, and I think what people have to remember is that he's a good speaker, he's probably a decent human being, but he's a politician. And he's a politician that wants to carry on the American way. So what is he going to do for the people of Ireland? What is he going to do for the Palestinians? What is he going to do in terms of dismantling NAFTA, you know? He's not going to do anything that is going to change the structure and the dynamics of empire. He's not going to do it. It's a black face on white supremacy. It's a black face on the American empire, because those in power have decided that at this phase of the game, this works best. So what is Obama going to do? And even right now with the bailing out the auto industries and all this other stuff, where are the workers in there? Are the workers at the table? No. In fact, they're trying to figure out ways to make workers pay for it, either by shrinking the workforce for less. The same stuff that our white oppressors do. But we said that in the Black Panther Party, that, you know, this thing is not really about the color of our skin. You know, we're talking about systems of oppression that go beyond, in many ways, the color of our skin. You know, black cop, white cop, what difference does it matter if both of them are part of an occupying army? It's not progress that they integrate the occupying army. It's not progress if they integrate the top echelons of the political structure. You know, so what are we expecting Obama to do? Those of us who are clear know that we have got to figure out how to struggle in this different atmosphere, though.